It's getting exciting now. Welcome back. We are inching closer and closer to the number one song of 1985. I am biting my fingernails down to the nubs. I do that every time we get to this part of the program. Thanks, Jack. Singer at number three sang commercial jingles in the late 1970s, and he also sang on several Maranatha Praise albums. Here is Michelle Pillar and a song that hit number one during the first 3 months of 1985. Look Who Loves You Now, number three for 1985 on Streets of Gold.
A million or more, I was just wondering how many have there been. I can't remember before, thinking they were all crazy, and here I am, one of them. All that have found you and gathered around you outnumber the stars in the sky.
Down.
Streets of Gold with the one and only Amy Grant, the song that not only was played on Christian radio, but also very much on mainstream radio, peaking at number 29 on the Billboard charts. Find a Way, number 2 for all of 1985. All right, we're now down, ready to reveal the number 1 song for all of 85. The song hit number 1 for a couple of months, but what really made it popular was that it was on the charts for an outstanding 8 months during the year. The Imperials, Let the Wind Blow on Streets of Gold.
There's a storm on the horizon. Oh, let the wind blow. There is thunder in the heavens. Oh, let the wind blow. Let the rain fall.
Let the wind.
Streets of Gold and the number one song for all of 1985. Boy, that group gave us some great tunes too, didn't they? Let the Wind Blow from the Imperials. And that does it. Another program in the can. The founder, producer, and chief popcorn popper on this here program and everybody's friend is Jack Reeves. I'm Larry Wayne. Well, we're going to save you a seat right here in front for more musical memories from the 70s and the 80s and even some from the early 90s next time we get together next week on Streets of Gold.